This is Chairman Dale Dio dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law of the law firm Buchanan and Bregerschmidt, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Brandy Wilcox, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I, last name Wilcox, W-I-L-C-O-X, period. On December 6, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records on two automobile accidents, period. I obtained the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 33-year-old, cooperative and pleasant female. Height 5'6" tall, weight 290 pounds, period. She was involved in the first automobile accident on May 30th, 2019, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury, period. At the time, she was pregnant 5 to 6 months, period. The vehicle was totaled, period. Another vehicle turned left in front, forcing the collision, period. No airbags deployed. There was injury and the vehicle was drivable, period. The patient was in a 2019 Corolla, period. The patient was hit by a GMC SUV, period. The patient was jerked and had progressive pain over the ensuing next week, period. She had pain in her low back as well as her right thigh, period. She had abdominal pain with numbness and tingling down her right leg to her knee, period. She has had severe anxiety as a result of this automobile accident, period. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that evening. She was seen in the emergency room at IU Arnett Hospital in Lafayette, period. She had an ultrasound and was released, period. She saw her family doctor and was later given instructions for anxiety and advised that she couldn't do much physical therapy or medication until the baby was born, period. She saw a chiropractor at SpineWorks and had manipulation that over... that may have overlapped with automobile accident number two, period. She saw her family doctor and had an MRI of her low back after the second automobile accident, period. She was told that she had a possible herniated disc, period. She was told that nerve testing was inconclusive, period. She was put on anxiety medications of Zoloft for the anxiety, and she is presently on it daily, period. Despite the treatment, she is still experiencing low back pain with radiation down the right leg to her knee, period. She has numbness and sporadic tingling, period. She has daily anxiety with occasional panic attacks, period. New paragraph. The low back pain is described as stabbing and intermittent, period. It occurs 4 hours per day and radiates down the right leg to her knee, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. She has sporadic tingling, period. New paragraph. Her anxiety is described as constant and severe, period. It occurs with panic attacks and it is worse with stress, period. It occurs at least once per week as far as panic attacks, period. Her anxiety causes agitation with her toddler and affects her personal relationships, period. new paragraph. Auto accident number two occurred on or about August 5th, 2019, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She was driving a 2020 Toyota Corolla, period. The other vehicle was a Dodge Ram pickup truck that rear-ended the patient, period. It was a severe impact that caused severe damage to the vehicle, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked, period. This automobile accident aggravated her prior low back pain with leg radiation, period. This accident aggravated her anxiety as well, period. After the accident, she was concerned she was going to go into labor. As a result, the ambulance took her to IU Arnett Labor and Delivery Facility, period. Prior to the second automobile accident, she was still having low back pain with leg radiation and anxiety from accident number one, period. Accident number two has aggravated the symptoms of accident number one, period. When the patient was seen in labor and delivery, they were waiting for her blood pressure to go down and was released after approximately 8 hours, period. The patient had no prior history of preeclampsia prior to this automobile accident, but she did have borderline blood pressure, period. She saw her obstetrician the next week and had an ultrasound, period. The blood pressure returned to normal after delivery, period. The pain continued. She had physical therapy at IU for several treatments, period. She had manipulation, period. She saw her family doctor, was put on Zoloft, period. She had an MRI and nerve testing, period. In January 2020, she was seen at Spinal Works for a chiropractic therapy that overlapped, period. According to the patient, she felt that auto accident number two aggravated the same symptoms of accident number one, period. She feels that her present symptoms are approximately 80% from accident number one and 20% from accident number two, period. After performing a physical examination and review of the records, I agree with this assessment, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for these injuries include Zoloft, comma, over-the-counter medications and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Medications include Zoloft and birth control medicine, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies other than depression of 1 year in high school, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals gallbladder surgery times two in cesarean section, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history revealed that the patient has never injured her low back in the past, period. She has never had numbness or tingling down her right leg, period. She has never had anxiety in the past, period. The patient did have depression but never required treatment, and this occurred in high school for 1 year only, period. The patient was involved in a minor fender bender in 2021 with no injury or treatment, period. When she was a senior in high school, she had an automobile accident with no injury, period. In May of 2019, she was involved in a minor fender bender with no treatment or no emergency room visit needed. She has had no prior work injuries, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living reveals overlap with accident number two that includes problems with housework, comma, lifting and playing with children, comma, sex, comma, sleeping, comma, driving greater than 2 to 3 hours, comma, walking greater than a half mile, running, comma, period. Anxiety is affected with interactions with other people, comma. She has problems interacting as a parent as she snaps when she works with her daughter, period. Driving is affected when she is an Uber driver and she has problems with prolonged sitting greater than 2 hours, period. New paragraph. Under occupation, she is in self-employed as an Instacart grocery shopper, period. She is a Uber driver as well as Amazon delivery person, period. She can work full-time but with pain, period. She needs to rest every 2 to 3 hours, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records. I want to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency room report, May 30th, 2019. Patient is a 29-year-old female that is 24 weeks pregnant who presents to the ED with complaints of abdominal pain that began today after a motor vehicle accident, period. Driver side of her car hit the back passenger side of the other car, period. They were unable to do imaging, so they recommended that she come to the emergency room, period. She should be able to go home because her ultrasound is normal and will not need to evaluate up on labor and delivery, period. Signs of traumatic injury to the patient. There is no signs of traumatic injury to the patient or the baby, period. Recommend pelvic rest and lifting restrictions through the weekend and follow up with Dr. Myers. Tylenol at home for pain, period. Assessment was 1, acute motor vehicle accident. Number 2, acute seatbelt contusion during second trimester pregnancy, period. Report, outpatient primary care, December 15th, 2019. History of car accidents, now with anxiety and back pain and leg numbness, period. Assessment is 1, bilateral low back pain, 2, numbness of the right anterior thigh. Symptoms started after an MVA, and she noted associated low back pain. Number 3, anxiety. Symptoms of anxiety and possible PTSD following MVAs earlier this year. Recommend Zoloft, period. Other notes from skilled therapy appears January 9th, 2020. Patient has been 40% better since initial counter. However, no change with her complaint of numbness of her right thigh with bothers her most, period. Recommending return to referring provider to discuss her options if needed, period. Maybe an MRI to rule out disc pathology, period. MRI of the lumbar spine, December 2nd, 2020, mild cervical disc bulge of L5-S1, period. Ultrasound of pregnancy, August 8th, 2019. Indications, motor vehicle accident 4 days ago. Impression negative for changes from acute trauma, period. Progress note, dated August 8th, 2019. Patient with MVA on Monday. Hit from behind by a car going 50 miles per hour. I'll get ultrasound to make sure placenta looks okay. Progress note, July 10th, 2019, having some lower back pain, comma, massage, comma, chiropractor, comma, heat, comma, support belt discussed, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, December 6th, there was a horizontal lower abdominal cesarean section scar noted, period. There were small scoping scars noted from gallbladder surgery, period. The patient was anxious and anxiety with problems concentrating, period. ENT examination was negative with pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, extraocular muscles intact. Examination of the cervical and thoracic areas were normal, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft and obese with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area was normal, period. There was diminished range of motion in the lumbar area, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 26 degrees, period. Lumbar extension was diminished by 14 degrees, period. Side bending on the left was diminished by 14 degrees and on the right by 18 degrees, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished strength noted in the lumbar area, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 74 degrees right and 88 degrees left, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. There was diminished strength of the right great toe, period. There was diminished sensation of the right lower inner leg, period. Gait examination was normal, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessment by Dr. Mandel is number 1, lumbar trauma and strain. Number 2, right leg radiculopathy. Number 3, L5-S1 disc bulge. Number 4, anxiety with PTSD, period. The above 4 diagnoses were mostly caused by the automobile accident of May 30th, 2019, period. These diagnoses were aggravated by the second automobile accident of August 5th, 2019, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. In reference to the lumbar region, the patient qualifies for a 5% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-2, class 1, period. In reference to the anxiety and PTSD, utilizing chapter 14, she qualifies for an additional 4% whole body impairment, period. The patient has a total 9% whole body impairment as a result of injuries from both automobile accidents, period, period. As the patient ages, she will be more susceptible to arthritis in the lumbar regions, period. All of the treatment that I have outlined above and that she has sustained from both automobile accidents were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses from both automobile accidents will require continued over-the-counter medications, as well as the anxiety Zoloft medication, at an estimated monthly cost using generic medications would be $125 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient can benefit by a low back brace at an estimated cost of $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient will need low back injections at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. The patient may, at a later date, require surgery to the low back due to the bulging disc at L5-S1, period. The patient can benefit by a TENS unit at $450, period. The patient can benefit by additional physical therapy at an estimated cost of $2,000, period. The patient will need counseling for her anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are both based solely on the information provided and mentioned above and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, End of Dictation.